بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We are discussing a set of آيات from Surah Al Imran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned certain characteristics of the muttaqeen. Last night, we touched on the topic of al-afin an-nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says one of the qualities that they have developed is al-afin an-nas. They readily pardon and forgive people. That is a quality of the muttaqeen. We spoke of the meaning of af. Af means not just to forgive, but to forgive any wrong that was done towards you and to completely forget about it, never remind the person about it, never speak of it, to completely erase it from your life and from your memory. There's a beautiful example that we have in front of us. And there are many examples in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one such example is that of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Now let us understand who Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was, given the title of Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He was the most beloved companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him the most. And there was none from amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had loved him. So he was the most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his level of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also very intense. It was the highest amongst the Sahaba. Then his daughter, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once, in fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Man ahabbu nas ilayk? O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most beloved person to you? He said, without thinking twice, he says, Aisha. I love Aisha the most. And then they asked, what about the men amongst the Sahaba? We wanted to know amongst the Sahaba, amongst the men, the Sahaba, who was the most beloved to you? He said, Abuha, her father. That is Abu Bakr. And what happens? Aisha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is accused by the munafiqeen. She's accused of a very serious crime. There is a scandal in Madinatul Munawwarah, and there is a serious accusation against the chastity of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And it was Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the head of all the hypocrites, Abdullah bin Ubay as-Salul, who had initiated this campaign against the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, there were some Sahaba, some Muslims who got involved in the scandal, and who also started promoting this type of an accusation against Aisha, some of the Muslims themselves. And it was a very, very tough time for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims in Al-Madinatul Munawwarah. It came to a stage when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Aisha that, Ya Aisha, I think it is best for you to go and spend some time at your parents' home. It became very difficult upon the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and wahi, revelation, was not coming down. One of the men who was involved was a relative of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. His name was Mistah. Mistah was not an ordinary Sahabi. He was an eminent Sahabi from amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. But he unfortunately also said certain unsavory things about Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha when these accusations were made against her. The other thing about Mistah, he was a needy person. He was a poor man. He was in financial need all the time. And who was giving him an allowance? None other than Abu Bakr, the father of Aisha. So when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala heard that Misbah is also involved in this propaganda against my daughter Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, he suspended anyone who do that, huh? Let alone, we won't just suspend the assistance. I mean, you can imagine what you would do as a father. You know your daughter is innocent. I mean, she's the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here's this person who is eating off my income. He is saying these things against her as well. So he decides, I'm no longer going to contribute any assistance and funds towards Misbah. Anyways, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was declared innocent. Allah revealed ayah upon ayah, verse upon verse, declaring the innocence and the chastity of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Up to this day, we read it in the Quran. Your khatam is not complete until the declaration of the innocence of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is not recited in the Quran. Amongst those ayat, Allah addressed this aspect with regards to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's suspension of aid towards Misbah because of Misbah's comments about Aisha. Allah says, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ. Allah said, let not those who are blessed with Allah's bounties and who are financially blessed by Allah, let them not suspend their assistance. Let them not refuse to assist their relatives, wal-masakeen. And let them not stop supporting and aiding the poor and the muhajireen in the way of Allah. Allah says, wal-ya'fu. Wal-ya'fu. O Abu Bakr, make afu. Forgive Misbah. Forgive him for what he has said about your daughter Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. وَلْيَصْفَحُ وَلْيَصْفَحُ. Turn the page. Literally, also we translate it as pardon or to forgive. But صَفَحَ يَصْفَحُ or تَصَفُحُ means to turn the page. Turn the page, move on. He said what he said. But move on and continue your support. And continue giving towards Misbah. And then Allah says, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do you not want Allah to forgive you? We want Allah to forgive us, but we're not prepared to forgive the next person. My brothers and sisters, forgiveness is first personal, then divine. First, forgiveness is personal. Allah looks at your willingness to forgive the next person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to enjoy His forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals these ayat. Immediately, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, what he said? He said, Bala, of course. Wallahi ra rabbana, of course our Rabb. إِنَّا لَنُحِبُّ أَن تَغْفِرَ لَنَا. We love and we wish and we desire that you forgive us. And immediately, the riwayah, the narration says in Bukhari, وَعَادَ لِمِسْطَحٍ بِمَا كَانَ يَسْنَعْ. He once again started assisting and helping out Misbah radiallahu ta'ala anhu financially and seeing and attending to his worldly needs. The point of this incident is afu. Look at the accusation. Look at the crime that Misbah had committed. Yes, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu forgives him. He moves on. Not only does he forgive him, but he continues his assistance and his aid towards this person. May Allah grant us the understanding.